Radio Network.
Welcome to Hollywood Connection Special. I'm Dawn Reese, and we're going to go right to the commercial. We'll be right back. You want to stay tuned? Don't turn that channel. 106.1 FM, The Heat. We have a special.
Are you feeling anxious, stressed, depressed, or how about suicidal? This is a pandemic we are facing worldwide. It's getting worse, and you're not alone. What if I told you it's all related to your gut? Yes, absolutely, your gut is where everything starts. Please join us for a Hollywood Connection special on Tuesday, October 29th at 8 p.m. Eastern Time with special guest Jeffrey E. Berger, the mental wellness gladiator, for some real gut talk. You'll hear why mental wellness is the new physical health.
And we're back, and I'd like to welcome Jeffrey Berger. And Jeffrey, tell us about your company and what you're doing.
Thanks, Dawn. I really appreciate it, and I'm humbled to be on your show tonight. So a little bit about me. I am from Western New York, outside of Buffalo, and I am the first of five boys. I'm actually a twin, and I ended up going to New York City to pursue entertainment. I was in music, theater, and dance, and that was my passion, and unfortunately, I ended up doing a rock video, falling, fracturing my back, so it kind of altered my career, my professional career, ending up being a software engineer for the next 27 years. Mm. And in about between 2010 and 2016, that corporate America lifestyle wasn't really sitting well with me because I wanted to have more meaning in my life and be able to give back a lot more than what I was already doing. And you couldn't do it working anywhere from 60 to 70 to 80 hours a week. And so I was fortunate enough to be introduced to a company that really has a mission, a very significant mission that's wrapped around it. And the core values, which I'm really passionate about, are love, integrity, innovation, service, and humility. And I've been involved with this holistic mental wellness company for just about a year now, and am really growing, very fond about the mission, the people that I'm involved with, and the overall growth of the company, as well as everything that we're doing in the field for people that's really wrapped around mental wellness. And we focus on what's called the microbiome, and it's really a relatively new science, and that's what I'm really excited about.
What is the microbiome? Explain that to me.
So, great question. The microbiome, actually, it was Hippocrates that was first documented that stated that everything starts in the gut, and the microbiome is really the gut-brain axis. And the Microbiome Project started back in 2006 because over the years, there were, you know, as science developed and there was more technology, we were discovering that we're not only human cells, we are primarily 90% of our body is made of microorganisms. Hmm. And they play a significant role within the health of our overall physical being and also our mental being. So when we were growing up as kids, we were always taught about physical health, but we were never taught about mental health. And the microbiome, we have discovered that, and some people have heard that your gut is your second brain. And many people have heard that, but they really don't understand what that is. And what it is that through science and clinical studies, we have found that 80% of your hormones or neurotransmitters are created in the gut. And they actually are communicate with your brain through what's called the vagus nerve. And that vagus nerve is a big nerve that connects all of the other systems in your body. We've got an endocannabinoid system. We've got an immune system. We've got a circulatory system. So our body is made of all these systems, and they work synergistically together. And that's what that's the microbiome. We also have known to come to reason that the heart is actually the third brain. So we really have three major portions, which is the brain, the gut, as well as the heart, and they all work synergistically together.
So you're talking about the gut. Are you talking about being overweight, or are you talking about the filtering of the gut of, you know, what you're talking about just before the show?
Just the gut in general.
Wow.
So the gut is a conglomeration of your, you know, it really starts with your mouth and your gastrointestinal. So you start with the mouth, goes down through the esophagus, into the stomach, into the small intestine, into the large intestine. So your gut is that whole system that is really important to your overall physical and mental well-being.
Well, you've done a lot of research on this as well. Wow. So what is the mental wellness gladiator? That's interesting.
So the mental wellness gladiator, great question. So through my research and studying and about a year and a half ago, I discovered that I was a person living with type 2 diabetes, and I was managing it for about 15 to 18 years. And all those years, you know, taking my medication, watching what I eat, trying to maintain my weight, and it fluctuated up and down and up and down. But about a year and a half ago, I found out that I could actually reverse it. And my doctor never told me that I could reverse it. So I did more deep dive. And what I found is that type 2 diabetes is primarily an eating issue. And it starts with what kind of foods you put into your mouth. So I was learning what kind of foods I was putting into my mouth. And I jumped onto a program. It's called B3, Body Brain Biome. And I really educated myself about a program called Sense, S-E-N-S-E, which is the right supplementation, exercise, nutrition, stress management. And then there's an evaluation at the end of the program to see how you're doing. What this did is it really taught me overall well-being, because for me personally with my type 2 diabetes, I needed to lose weight. And over I actually started in January of this year, and by August, I actually reversed my type 2 diabetes, which was phenomenal because I lost 60 pounds.
Wow.
And I also went with primarily a plant-based diet, because so many of the foods that we eat today are chemically treated. Mm-hmm. They've got preservatives in them. So if you're eating boxed foods or canned foods, there's a lot of chemicals in there to preserve it. When you're going out and eating in restaurants, or even when you buy meats at the store, because there's many people know that there are meat farms, there are chicken farms, and they're mass produced and they are pumped with steroids. You've got fish farms and they are pumped with steroids and all kinds of chemicals to beef them up and get meatier. And a lot of people don't understand what the ramifications are in regards to eating those types of food, which is something that I learned. And, you know, growing up in the 70s and the 80s and the 90s, we really didn't pay attention to it. And when we were introduced to holistic or organic, we just thought it was just a fad type of thing. And we wanted to basically, we kind of ignored it. But they were communicating a really good, point and trying to educate us. And that's what I learned.
Well, before the show, I was talking about chicken, how I baked it yesterday.
Right.
And you were telling me about the organic chicken. And, you know, I wasn't really aware of this. And my audience as well, and your audience, tell us about that chicken, why it's important, for organic.
Yeah, so organic chicken. So there's this chemical called glyphosate, and it was produced by Monsanto. And Monsanto is a company that has created what's called Roundup. And Roundup is used to kill insects in fields and in different plant species to basically you know, ward off the insects. And what they've done is they have actually injected this glyphosate into the genes of corn and soy to ward off the insects while the plants are growing. And what happens is when the plants are not eaten by the insects, who eats it? We do, and we ingest that.
Mm.
And this has been happening since the 70s.
Well, I'm not aware of that. Tommy, were you aware of that? No, he's saying we have a phone call.
We do.
We do. So welcome to Hollywood Connection Special. I'm Dawn Reese, and we have Jeffrey Berger, and we have his like fluffy friend here.
Oh, my dog is just, she wants to participate in this. So that's our little Zoe there.
Zoe is with us today.
Yes, Zoe is
with us. I believe this
is
your first guest.
There we go.
This is Dr. Gian Michael.
This is him.
Dr. Gian Michael, well, thank you for joining us on the show tonight. Dr. Gian Michael Savato lives in Pennsylvania. He is a PhD physician turned naturopath, and thanks for joining us, doctor. If you could give us a little bit about your background and then the significance of this product line that I'm going to be talking about in a little bit, of this science-backed, clinically trialed, and plant-based product line that we have that we're having so much great success with.
Absolutely. Well, thanks for having me on, and I just want to, to just as by way of a brief background, I come from, as Jeffrey said, I come from a traditional medical background and became a naturopathic physician. I've since retired, but for 20 years, I worked in clinical research and clinical practice. And the primary focus of my practice was HIV medicine and cancer, but I also worked with mental health issues within the LGBTQ community, and the research that I did was both in pharmacogenetic research and research into this exact thing that we're talking about, the gut-brain axis and the heart-brain axis and cortisol level. So when this was first introduced to me, I was looking because I myself have young onset Parkinson's, and I was very familiar. I apologize that a police car decided to drive right by my window. So the young onset Parkinson's was beginning to advance, and I was familiar with the research of Dr. John Parkinson, who was the person after whom Parkinson's disease was named. And 200 years ago, he began to study, and just to kind of clarify something you were saying a little earlier, because I think some people might have misinterpreted. When we talk about the gut, we're talking specifically about the intestine. That's where the gut is. But as Jeffrey was saying, the way that the gut is fed and the way that this imbalance occurs starts with what you put in your mouth, and then the digestive system as it goes into the gut itself. So I was aware that the Dr. Parkinson 200 years ago said, it looks like these people with Parkinson's have an imbalance in their gut, in their intestines. And the reason is that within the intestines, there are these finger-like protrusions that are, you know, microscopic, that are called villi. And so those villi look like fingers or like a comb. And the foods that we eat, because they're so laden with chemicals and preservatives, and glyphosate, like Jeffrey talked about, that they become, the combs become clogged up or broken or damaged, and they can no longer, their sole purpose in the gut is to absorb nutrients so that those nutrients can be passed on to the various systems in the body that need them. What happens in the gut is that the stem cells your body produces, which are like unprogrammed cells. Those of us that are old enough to remember floppy disks, we'll think about an empty floppy disk. And then the signaling molecules in the gut tell those stem cells where they need to go. And if there's an imbalance in the brain, if there's an imbalance in motor skills, an imbalance in hormones, those cells then know where to go and start creating repair. And Dr. Parkinson noted this 200 years ago, and no one really paid attention to him. And throughout the two centuries, a few doctors here and there would look at it and would do a little research. But it's only in the last 20 years that we began to really see significant research. And the person who was at the forefront of this research was a gentleman by the name of Dr. Sean Talbot, and he's most noted for his work in understanding cortisol and the way that cortisol causes inflammation in the body. And so when I saw that Dr. Talbot was involved with this protocol and with this product line and that he's the chief science officer, they got my attention. And I began to use it, and the results that I saw personally were significant enough, both in terms of the mental health benefits, the significant changes in mood and clarity, focus, as well as the difference in motor skills, motor coordination, the kinds of things that caused me to leave my clinical practice. Had I had this protocol 11 and a half, almost 12 years ago now, I wouldn't have ever left my practice. Because my function is probably higher and better than it was even 12 years ago. And I was worried that, you know, when you're in medical practice, you want to make sure your cognitive skills are sharp. You never want to make a bad decision, a bad choice. And with the way that this works, and it sounds like we're curing everything, but that's not the case at all. What's happening is you're giving the body the food that it needs, because all of this is functional food. All of this is certified organic and GMO-free. And then once the body has that food, it can do what it was meant to do. And I'm sure, from what I understand, you're going to hear from other practitioners who've seen incredible results in the field with people who are coming with diseases that are caused by imbalance.
I have a quick question. I took a family member to the doctor's office today, and they don't know if it's Crohn's disease or it's something else. Any advice that you can give somebody like that? It could be intestines, and they told them to cut out the bread, the butter, and everything else. Could you help us with that?
Absolutely. You know, one of the most common things that we see, or that I was seeing in my clinical practice, and now what I do is I work as a consultative clinician. So I, rather than working with patients directly, I work with their physicians. And the number of people that we've talked to whose doctors say, I don't know, this could be IBS, this could be Crohn's, this could be just diverticulitis, when we put them on this protocol, because the protocol begins with a three-day reboot, where we're actually rebooting the intestinal villi. We're getting that flora, that friendly bacteria back in the gut. And then a system and what's really unique about this is it works with systems in the body and systems of products that are geared specifically targeted for those. So when we do the gut health product and process, the folks who were having uncontrolled Crohn's disease, uncontrolled IBS, who were taking all kinds of medications that were causing more side effects than the problems with the IBS was worth, are starting to see major turnarounds, major relief, not having to take medications anymore, and within 3 to 4 months, being a complete reversal of that intestinal disorder, because that's what it is. The bacteria in the gut are uncontrolled, and the bad bacteria overtake the good bacteria. That imbalance causes inflammation. And inflammation causes those horrible pains that people with IBS are prone to.
Very interesting. Wow, Jeffrey, you're bringing a lot to the table tonight.
Dr. Gianmichael, just one more question regarding the plant-based product line. We do harvest a lot of plants from all over the world. What can you provide, just from your expertise, the significance of some of these plants that we harvest from outside of the United States? And my understanding is that we can't even grow them here in the United States. That's why we select different countries like South America, China, and Australia to select these specific unique plants.
Right. Well, some of the reasons why we do that, and it's one of the things I was really impressed with when I saw the way that they were formulating these products, because I formulated products for 15 years. And I'll give one really good example. We noted that for in our kids' mood product, we have a saffron ingredient that's in there. And in doing the research, we saw that there was some clinical studies done on a particular type of saffron that worked better than Adderall. It worked better than antidepressant medications, both for children and for teens. And when the company looked at that formula, normally in the United States, a company would see that research and then they would go shopping for the cheapest place to get saffron. And the problem in the United States is because the FDA doesn't regulate spices, saffron can be sold that, you know, anything from 50% real saffron to other flours and colorants to, you know, 80, 90%. And so this company said, no, that study was done with a particular type of saffron. We want that saffron. And yeah, it was more expensive, and it was more rare, and it was more difficult to get, which meant that we had to wait to be able to release that product until all the approvals and all of the certifications to make sure that it was non-GMO and that it was pesticide-free could be done. But this company does that consistently. We do it with our CBD products. We do it with the kids' mood product and with the strains of bacteria that are in all of the probiotic and prebiotic-based lines. So you're really getting a safer, in my opinion, especially compared to pharmaceutical brands of gut health products, you're getting a safer formulation and a higher quality.
That's excellent. Thank you so much for your time, Dr. G and Michael. We really appreciate it. And for those of you who are tuning in live with us on Facebook, please enter in some comments or questions, and I'll follow up with you after the show and get those answers back to you. Dawn.
Yes, we are also live on YouTube right now on Tan Talk Radio. You can join us up there. We're on six stations, 106.1 FM and five other stations, 3 FM, 3 AM. We're glad you joined in, and this is a special with Hollywood Connections. And we have another caller on the phone. Let's go to your caller.
Hi, is this Patty?
Good evening. How's everybody doing? Thanks for taking the call.
Awesome. Thanks for joining us, Patty. Patty Sinclair lives in Connecticut, and she is a medium. She is a wife, a mom of four children, and please share with us, Patty. Thank you for joining us this evening. We're really humbled that you've joined us, and let us, you know, share with us your story, because you've got a very unique story in regards to your own health and the significance or the significant improvement that you've had over this past year.
Thanks, Jeff. So my story goes a little bit like this. I think there'll probably be some listeners that will feel like they fit into this same category. I am what I like to call an empath, which means that I pick up on other people's emotions quite easily. I've been in the professional healing field for 18 years, and so it's not always easy for me, you know, being around people and their energy, whether it's good or bad, crazy excited, you know, any of that. I really pick up on energy, and what I had happen over the time that I was working professionally in the healing field was that I noticed my ability to maintain any sort of peace or calm was starting to leave me, and I used to be a very calm person. And over time, it felt like I was just becoming someone that I really couldn't relate to anymore. I was anxious all the time. I was suffering from panic attacks. I became slightly agoraphobic for a time. And in my 30s, my stomach really got involved, and I was never diagnosed, but they did tell me that the closest diagnosis they could have was going to be IBS and leaky gut. And back then, you know, it doesn't seem like that long ago, but in the early 90s, we really weren't that far along, you know, with gut health, and the science wasn't anything like it is today. And so the long and short of it is, like many other people, I struggled for years trying to find some answers because I wasn't a person that really wanted to be you know, certainly addicted to anti-anxiety drugs like Xanax or Ativan, the different things that are offered to you. Pardon me. And yet I did end up becoming, you know, both an Ativan and a Xanax user. I couldn't take much, but I relied on it for sure. And it was offered to me to just meditate more, work out more, maybe take wheat out of my diet, but my gut still was compromised. And so when I came into this protocol about a year ago, I was pretty skeptical. I had tried so many different things, and I literally spent probably thousands of dollars, honestly, over the years. And I'd been to holistic docs, functional medicine docs, Western docs, massage therapy. And I was really skeptical. But I was probably about 90 days in to this protocol, focused very much on products that would help me to calm the mind and the gut, and the pre and probiotic formulas that are particular to this product line. And all of a sudden, I woke up one day, really, really woke up one day, and it was a realization that it had been about 12 days since I'd had any symptoms of anxiety, and it had been about 3 weeks since my stomach had given me any issue. And I know it might not sound like a really big deal, but for someone like me I'm very outgoing, I have a busy work day with my clients, my life was really impeded by this, you know, and I know that so many other people, and I'm 56, so I'm in a postmenopausal category, which also, you know, was starting to weigh on me with different things, hot flashes, night sweats, increased anxiety on top of what I was already suffering. And so I had most of those symptoms completely alleviated, and I just, I don't know. It's turned my life around in such a way that I scream it from the rooftops. I honestly do. I tell as many people as I can that the beautiful thing about being alive in this day and age is that we don't have to suffer from things that we have for so many years, but the burden is on us to tell people, you know, because this isn't a protocol that you're going to find everywhere, Jeff. So I'm excited to be able to be on the airwaves tonight to let people know they don't have to suffer anymore. We have some solutions, some answers for them.
That's great. Thanks, Patty, so much for sharing that with us. Quite a journey indeed. And I do have one more quick question for you. I know that we have been working with other products in the industry. And what, to you, what is the significance of, you know, getting involved with a product line that is science-backed, clinically trialed, and plant-based? If you can sum that up in about a minute and a half.
Yeah, I think plant-based is so important right now because there's so many people that are moving into that category of a vegan lifestyle as much as they can. It's a really hot topic, so I think it's a trend-setting idea to be coming from a plant source. It's also much easier on your digestive system than dairy and lactose products are. But even pea protein has been troublesome to me, and maybe there are other listeners that have had trouble with pea protein. This protocol actually involves chickpea protein, hasn't bothered me at all. And I know that there are a lot of people that I've shared it with who also say they're pleasantly surprised not to have any issues there. The other thing, Jeff, I think is that it's almost 2020, and we really have to know what we're putting into our bodies. You know, products are coming from all over the world, and we don't know who the formulators are oftentimes in the health and wellness field, and we don't know where the product is sourced. And I think we have to be savvy purchasers, and oftentimes now with the joy of just getting online and purchasing whatever we want, we often don't know where anything's coming from. And that, to me, has become critical, that I know what I'm putting in my body. I know exactly who stands behind it, what labs have created it, and what Gian Michael, you know, on the heels of what he was saying, that I know that it's been sourced ethically. I think it's important for everybody, and I think we all need to do our due diligence, and certainly you and I have when it comes to this. So I hope that helped.
That did, tremendously. Thank you so much, Patty, for joining us this evening. I'm really humbled that you had the time to spend with us.
Thanks for having me, Jeff. I'll talk to you soon.
Awesome, thank you. And we have our next caller.
Yes, we do.
Who is joined is Dr. Georgia Balsley. Are you there?
I am.
Well, Dr. Georgia Balsley, how are you?
I am doing well. And yourself, Jeff?
Doing fantastic. So Dr. Georgia Balsley lives in Michigan, and she is she actually went to school to be a physician, medical doctor, but she transitioned over into becoming a naturopath, and she's been a naturopath for over 34 years. She's a mom, and she has 9 children.
My gosh.
And she's also a vet, so thank you for your service. If you could just share a little bit about, you know, a little bit about your background, and then share with the listeners, you are a naturopath, you're working with a functional medicine doctor as a colleague in your practice, and share with us the success that you've had with your patients, because your primary patient load are patients that are going through and living with cancer, as along with other serious, you know, illnesses from that perspective.
Yes, yes. Thank you for having me. Yes, I am a traditional naturopathic doctor practicing over 34 years, as well as I hold a license as a holistic esthetician. So it was really important for me that what we put not only in our bodies but on our skin was critical. And so I also work in a with a medical functional physician, actually at a place called Outside the Box Functional Medicine. We are located in Marshall, Michigan, and my colleague Dr. Zittel and I, we are able to address our patients not only on a functional level, but a true holistic level, focusing on getting to the root of issues. So we don't want to actually use supplementation to create Band-Aids, but we want to get to the root issue so that we can have patients with vitality and restored health. I've used many professional products over the course of my career. I've chose this specific product line because of the science, research, and data. It was critical to me. And this was an absolute must for my patients because they trust me in what I relay to them. And I needed products that were not only non-GMO, they needed to be vegan because many of my patients are in degenerative states, so it was really critical that they're put on more of a plant-based diet to help, you know, release some of the burden off their kidneys and their liver, something that was anti-inflammatory. And this line actually tests above organic standards as well as it's ethically sourced. And knowing that, you know, these products are not only triple-checked from the incoming raw materials to in-process testing to testing the finished product, tests such as ELISA, because many of my patients will come with various food sensitivities that have created a tremendous inflammatory burden. So, you know, that it's free of contaminants such as a gluten for those people that might be gluten sensitive or even celiac is critical. So these products are meticulously evaluated. The ingredients allow me to know that the quality is never compromised. And like you said, Jeff, I deal with a wide variety of conditions. My specialty is cancer. I see patients with cancer from all over the country. I oftentimes can be the only therapy that they choose or an adjunct therapy to traditional therapies such as chemotherapy and radiation. So it's important that I have a well-sourced product that's extremely targeted so that I can see issues resolve itself and start seeing some shifts and changes. My patients, and I'm sure that this is very common in more of a functional setting, I think you see it more so. Patients have been dealing with issues and different various conditions for so long that they're not willing to wait 2 or 3 years to get better. They want to start seeing strides to seeing shifts and changes. And, you know, we never promise a hot and now program because we can't. The body is so diverse, but we want to have things that are targeted so that they can start seeing those shifts. And that's what's really exciting. We're seeing that in our practice when patients come and tell you, I finally feel like me again, and they didn't think that they could feel like themselves again. It's pretty overwhelming and fascinating to watch.
That's amazing. And I do want to do a quick plug for you because yes. We are, Dr. George and I do a monthly series twice a month. It's called Getting to the Root of It. And we talk about the microbiome and, for example, the microbiome in leaky gut, the microbiome in depression, anxiety, suicide, the microbiome in autism. And we just wrapped up this past month with cancer, and next month we're going to do Lyme's disease. So, Dr. Georgia, thank you so much for joining us this evening. I really appreciate you taking the time from your busy schedule because I know you are all over the place.
Thank you so much for having me. I appreciate it.
Thanks, Dr. Georgia.
Well, you two need a show here. You just need to come here and do a show, you know. We had to talk to Lola about that. I think that would be great, especially I watched some of it on your feed.
Thank you.
That's amazing. So you're going to go into some other opportunities to talk about what you're doing as well.
Yes. So I wanted to talk about a book that I've actually co-authored.
I see.
And it's called It's Okay Not to Be Okay. And this is a collaboration of 12 authors. And this book is it's a journey of these 12 authors that I've been so humbled to participate in this project, going through their journey of mental illness. And my journey actually is a journey of rocking the boat on my journey to mental wellness, because I'm an individual who in the 70s and the 80s was coming out as a gay male, and through a plethora of different types of things, from being actually molested as a teenager, and then being involved with a rape situation, getting involved with chemical dependency to escape the demons that were in my head, as well as I'm a two-time attempted suicide survivor.
Wow.
It actually has, brought me into the forefront to be able to share this, because it was tucked under the carpet for so many years. And with mental, we're on a journey here, we're on a revolution. Mental wellness is the new physical health these days, because if you don't have your mental wellness, you really don't have your physical health. And that is really very, very critical to our overall well-being.
Well, you're definitely a miracle story. I mean, sitting here to tell your story, and it's in a book, and you have so much to give to the world. It's amazing. And it's an honor to sit here with you. It really is.
Thank you, Dawn.
I know. So I know we're going to go into a little bit more. Can you tell us a little bit about one of the chapters that you wrote a little bit more in depth?
Sure. So really, actually, I started, my journey goes back 40 some odd years, 40, 45 years. And I actually, originally I said no to the author, and she asked me why. And I said, well, I can't air my dirty laundry. I mean, none of my family knew this. And so it was a process over 2 weeks, and I said, you know what? I called her back and said, okay, Kim, I'm going to do this because it needs to be communicated. I need to send a message to be able to help somebody else get through any of the issues that they're going through.
Wow.
So it starts back when I was 10 years old, because I knew at 6 years old something was different, but 10 years old is when it actually started.
Where can they buy the book at?
So I'm going to tell at the end where
yes,
they can get
so
in touch.
So stay
with
tuned.
Me.
We have a really special guest on the line, and I got in touch with her because she's a licensed mental health counselor, and she's a host of Moments of Clarity, and she's an expert in her field, and I thought this would go with this show as well. And welcome, is Tiffany on the air with us?
I am. Hi.
Take
hey,
it away.
Tiffany.
How are you? Hi, Jeff.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah, she only
has. Good show, I've been listening.
Yeah, she has her Safety Harbor Behavioral Health Center and Counseling Center, and we'll have to get that information for everybody after the show, because she is an expert, and you're so wealth of knowledge. So take it away with Tiffany.
So Tiffany, share with us. Go ahead, share with us what you do, and I know that you have your own talk show, and you provide a great wealth of information for those individuals out there who are dealing with mental wellness. And I'm anxious to learn more, because I just found out about you just a couple days ago, which is awesome.
I said, you need to get in touch with her.
We did. Nice to talk to you. well, I have a counseling center. I have a private practice, Safety Harbor Behavioral Health and Counseling Center. It's local to most of the listeners. And we specialize in pretty much everything. I'm also a published author of a book for adult survivors of sexual abuse and trauma. It's called There's Light Within You That Never Goes Out. And it's available for free to download on childabuse.com. And it's a self-help book, workbook for people who have experienced trauma. And then I host, I'm a little bit out of breath, I was running up the stairs to make sure I was here for you.
Oh, thank you.
I host Moments of Clarity, just as Dawn does, like at the same station, but Thursdays and Fridays from 12 to 1. And it's, we have every show is an exceptional guest, and we learn about ending the stigma on mental health through the stories of exceptional guests and raising awareness and talking about hard topics in a light way, so that we can really end the stigma and the ignorance and educate others on what really mental health is really about.
What about children? Do you work with children that have gone through trauma?
Absolutely.
Wow, I got some people to send to you. Okay.
So
I specialize with adolescents and at-risk youth. I worked at correctional facilities and juvenile Department of Juvenile Justice.
Wow.
And correctional facilities, maximum risk, for years. And so and so do my colleagues as well. We in fact, that's one of our target populations to really focus on. And sometimes working with them is the most rewarding. You can really see some change.
That's awesome. And in your experience, Tiffany, through my limited experience, you've got a lot more, but I've been, you know, really finding out that there are so many cases of children who are dealing with ADHD, ADD, autism, lots of depression, a ton of stress out there. How have you found that over, I'd say, the last 10, 15, 20 years in your practice and where it is today?
Well, I would say, honestly, and it's a really good question, honestly. Well, ADHD is just kind of the same thing as ADD. It's just all the same now. It's just kind of treated all the same. It's just attention deficit, sometimes with hyperactivity, sometimes not. But and a lot of times misdiagnosed with bipolar or mood dysregulation disorder. Sometimes behavioral issues appear as a mood disorder, back and forth. And back 10 or 15 years ago, a lot of us didn't know what symptoms were from ADHD or behavioral issues. And a lot of mental health issues were not treated the way they are today. And we're really making a come through, but we have so much further to go. And but things that were overlooked 10 to 15 years ago that are more recognized today, and more people are looking towards mental health in a healthy way and able to look for help. And I really think that, especially with teens and adolescents, that when we reach the root of the problem early on and fix the problem early on and not wait until adulthood, we allow someone to reach their full potential to what they can really do. And I really like seeing that in people.
Yeah, and that's very critical. And what I've learned, too, is that when babies are born, it's very, very critical that they actually feed from the mother's milk, because the mother's milk trains their gut, because the baby's gut actually for the first year has it's leaky gut. They have leaky gut. And the mother's milk is the catalyst that really works on their system to, you know, develop it. And once they're between 1 and 2 years old, they are pretty much into a full microbiome system as an adult, and then it goes from there. But in regards to a lot of these things, are you finding that food is a major contributor to a lot of these different mental conditions?
It's funny that you ask that. Within my practice, I'm not an expert in nutrition, but I do see a lot of clients coming in with Ehlers-Danlos syndrome or bipolar or other things that have complicated their mental health and their physical capabilities as well. And they've changed their diet to either the keto diet or completely organic or civilized caveman nutrition kind of deal. And it's reversed their issues. And they've completely gotten off their medication, which with medication supervision from their psychiatrist and their physician. But at the same time, I have seen that it has helped quite a few people.
That's awesome.
With IBS and gastrointestinal issues, but sure. Not only that, but with mental health, depression and anxiety. When with stable eating, balanced meals has changed some of the lives of my clients.
And that's awesome. And the standard American diet is not working. And standard American diet, SAD, it just doesn't work anymore. Mm-hmm. And we're really coming to the forefront with the Microbiome Project to really understand the ramifications that many of the baby boomers are suffering today with, because you're finding people with dementia and Alzheimer's being formed in their 40s, 50s, and 60s, which is just an unbelievable. And then the statistics for autistic children is now 1 in 59 children are diagnosed with autism, and by 2025 they're predicting it's going to be 1 in 25, which is astronomical.
And they always wonder, like, when we're pregnant, I'm a mother myself, when we're pregnant, I mean, it's almost to the point where, I don't know if other women can relate, but I was afraid to eat anything because everything look up think it has mercury or something in it that can cause such and such, such and such. And it was, it's almost scary to wonder what we're actually putting in our bodies. And then when somebody's diagnosed with a terminal illness, then they're all of a sudden conditioned and told not to eat a bunch of things and wash their fruits and vegetables 3 or 4 times with soap and water before eating them because of the toxins on it or anything. And it's wondering what we're naturally doing by accident, you know?
That's correct. That's very, very important. And it's really critical to, again, I keep saying physical and mental health because it's all interrelated. The microbiome talks to the brain, and if your brain and that vagus nerve is not, you know, really working properly, it's clogged, and we just need to get that cleared up so they can talk together, you know, back and forth. So with that, you know, let's see.
We are still live on YouTube, so I put the whole thing on your Facebook as well, so they're watching us live. Awesome. And that's on Tantalk Radio, and you can actually watch the show again. Tiffany, you are amazing and such a healer to the world. It's a pleasure to know you, and thank you so much for calling in.
Yes, thank you, Tiffany. Yes. You really appreciate it.
Jeff. And anytime, and please keep in touch, and I'm happy to.
I'm going to call you tomorrow. I have a situation that I'd like to send someone over to you, so I had met. So I think it would be a great healing opportunity for this child, so I definitely want to get them hooked up with you. Amazing.
Absolutely. Awesome. And both of you keep in touch, and keep up the good work.
Great. Thanks, great thanks, Tiffany. Thank
awesome.
You.
Thank you.
I know, it goes so fast. Look at it, it's 8:52.
I know. It's wild. It's wild.
So you have some closing thoughts. We have about 7 minutes. And
so sure.
Yes.
Yeah. So, Dawn, I don't know if you know that October was Mental Health Awareness Month. And actually, I think it was November, October. October
right.
was Mental Health Awareness Month, and October 10th was that designated day. But I feel that every day should be Mental Health Day. We need to be more cognizant of what the stigma is. We need to be able to, lessen the stigma and understand what these individuals are going through. Mm-hmm. And this has really, really come out into the forefront in regards to mainstream media. We've got, you know, Oprah and Prince Harry are actually doing a talk with Apple TV on mm-hmm. mental wellness. We've got Adele, Jay-Z, Michael Phelps, Bruce Springsteen, Beyonce, Chris Evans. All of them have come out with their own journeys with mental wellness.
And Michael Lohan that we connected with you,
yes,
with Lindsay Lohan's father.
Yep, Michael Lohan. And there's a lot of great things going on out there. You know, for example, Time Magazine. I brought Time Magazine in here. It's got a whole issue on mental health. And People Magazine just talked about Michael Douglas's son committing suicide or attempting to commit suicide from drug overdose, so forth and so on. CBS did an article. But, you know, my hope is to really help whatever impact that I can make out there to provide information, provide value, and be of service to those individuals. And I'm the Mental Wellness Gladiator. I'm on a mission. We are involved with, I'm involved with a group of humanitarian entrepreneurs, and we're looking for other gladiators, other warriors, other soldiers who are passionate about making a difference and having an impact in this mental wellness revolution that we are just actually creating, because we will be worldwide, and this is something that is out in the forefront, and we want to share this. And for individuals who really want to get some more information, they can contact me directly. That's going to be the best bet, because and they can do that through my email address, and we'll put this on Facebook, we'll put it on the YouTube description. But it's jeffrey@jeffreyeberger.biz, and that's jeffrey at jeffreyeberger.biz, or you can text me at 716-570-2150. And that's the best way to get in touch with me.
Awesome. You know, we were talking about, this is a Hollywood Connection special, because this gets you, even though you're in show business or whatever, if you just mentioned Michael Douglas and what's happening, this is why we bring these specials to you, to keep you aware of what's happening out there. Now, you're talking about Lady Gaga has had something, remember?
Yes, Lady Gaga has actually is opening up centers across the country for young adolescents to be able to come in, and she's going from school to school and setting up these different platforms to help adolescents to go through their anxiety. I mean, Lady Gaga has tremendous anxiety, depression. I believe I've read some...
You would think the woman that is an amazing, you know, A Star Is Born, all that that she just did, that you think that how she's got the world by the tail, and how can she be depressed?
She does, right. But it's amazing what some of these professionals and these stars are going through. They go through, and they're under a lot of stress from the paparazzi, from the pressures of being up all the time, and their rigorous schedules, their performance schedules are on the road constantly. So that's got to take a toll on them mentally and physically.
That's true. You know, just your advice has been invaluable. I mean, it's just amazing for what you're giving to the world tonight. And we just want to thank you for bringing all this to the table today at Tan Talk Radio. And you're such a great announcer on the air. You have radio voice.
I appreciate that very much.
You definitely need to come back here. I know it's 3 hours away, but it's perfect for you. And also give your social media where they can get in touch with you again so they have all that.
Sure. My Facebook is Jeffrey E. Berger. So it's facebook.com. And just look for me at Jeffrey E. Berger. There's a picture of me with my dog Zoe, a soft coated wheaten terrier. You can catch me on Instagram. I am, I'll be transparent here, I'm new on Instagram, so bear with me, but I am the Mental Wellness Gladiator on Instagram, and those are the two best platforms. I am on LinkedIn, under LinkedIn, Jeffrey E. Berger as well. So those are the three best social media platforms that you can reach me on.
That's super exciting. I know. Thank you so much for coming all the way down here to do this special. And we're so excited that you joined us live on YouTube, as you can go back to Tan Talk Radio and just subscribe. And you can actually please share this video all over the world.
Thank you, Dawn. I really appreciate your time, and it was an awesome experience.
It was, wasn't it? And thank you, Tommy, for being here.
Thanks,
and
Tom.
Can I ask who your production associate is?
So this is my husband, Joshua Von Braun, and he's my photographer, and he brought Zoe, and we're having a great old time here in Clearwater, Florida.
That's right, a Hollywood Connection special. And we wanted to say thank you so much, Tiffany Warner, and all the amazing guests. You want to just run down here the list of who they were?
Dr. Gian Michael Savada, Patty Sinclair, and Dr. Georgia Balsley.
Well, I like the lady that had the energy. She was saying that she doesn't like to be around negative people. And that was amazing because, you know, I feel that if you're around negative people, they take your energy.
They take the energy.
Exactly.
Absolutely.
So stay happy like the song.
You got it.
That's
absolutely
right.
That's why I love the song.
I know. Let's go to the song. And thank you, Jeffrey Berger. And hope you enjoyed the show tonight. And we have more Hollywood Connections special. Tune in Friday night, 8 to 9 p.m. with regular Hollywood Connections. Bye. I'm Dawn Rees and
Jeff Berger, the Mental Wellness Gladiator.
Because I'm happy.
Clap along if you feel like a room without a roof.
Because I'm happy.
Clap along if you feel like happiness is the truth.
Because I'm happy.
Clap along if you know what happiness is to you.
Because I'm happy.
Clap along if you feel like that's what you want to do.
Because I'm happy.
Clap along.
WTAN Clearwater
FM 106.1
WDCF Dade City
FM 102.3
WZHR Zephyr Hills
FM 104.3
Listen.